गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग एंड राधा गोविंद जी महाराज, ऑल्सो माई गुरुदेव नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट हूँ विष्णुपाल शिशुम भक्ति प्रज्ञान के सर्वोस्वामी महाराज, मैं शिक्षा गुरु श्री शिल नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाल शिशुम भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज एंड मैं डियर बंधु श्री श्री गौर
गोविंद
गोविंद महाराज जी, I am very happy to meet you again here. I think most of them among you have met me in Vrindavan at the time of Braj Mandal Parikrama, and some of you met me in Navadvip at the time of Gaur festival. In the meantime, I want to tell you that the devotees of Bhuvaneshwar invited me very honorably, and I could not deny. At first I did not want to go there, but they called so such a way that I could not deny. I went there. In this ceremony of establishment of Pran Pratishtha of Gaur Gobind Maharaj, especially for this I went there. And I am happy that they invited me to establish by mantra and everything. We went five devotees among Brajanath and all. Subhanam. We four, five. Subhanam. Very good kirtan. Krishnadas was there. Shubhanand was there. Navin Prabhu there and so many. So, we personally did Pran Pratishtha, Havan, fire sacrifice and everything. Governor came, he also listened our speeches and became so, he also listened our devotees were happy. I glorified Swamiji, and in his line I glorified Gaur Gobind Maharaj as a very strong preacher. I heard one of his cassettes about duplicity, hypocrisy, very strong. And I became so much pleased that I remembered him like a lion. He told that those who were taking tilak, big, big mala here, and so big, big chanting beads, and dancing in the streets of all worlds,
cities,
in New York, in England, London, in Calcutta, in Bombay, Delhi, everywhere dancing. But if there is hypocrisy,
hypocrisy,
then hypocrisy, duplicity and all other things, even there is no Shraddha at all, what to tell of bhakti? There is not a smell of bhakti at all. His words are so strong, because I don't know so much English, but his voice also like roaring of lions. No fear at all, like Swamiji and my Gurudev. No fear at all. Nirvik, what is the meaning of Nirvik?
Fearless.
Hmm? So soundly and strongly. In the when governor was there and big audience were there, I also spoke like so. His all qualities, and also I told that in ISKCON, in the line of Rupa Goswami, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the line of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Ji, Goswami and others, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, especially in Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, and especially in the branch of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He is only in line. Perhaps all others are not following strongly Swamiji and that line. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only to give something which never had been given before. What he has given in his first, in his before life, past life. After that, Ramchandra, Nrisimhadev, himself Krishna, anyone has not given. None of all, any acharyas, Nimba Ditya, Vishnu Swami, Ramanuj, Madhva, Vallabha, and others have not given these things. Even the elders in Ramanuja acharya line, they have not given all these things. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave? They have given bhakti. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given bhakti rasa, and especially of bhaktis of Srimati Radharani Palyadasi. Only he has given to Anarpit Charing Chirat Kurniya Vatrina Kalau Samarapai Tumunna Tajjal Rasang Swabhakti Siyam Harihapurat Sundara Dut Kadamba Sandipita Sadhari Dayaka. He has not given, he has not come to give only Vaidhi Bhakti. He has not come to give Vaikuntha Bhakti, the service of Vaikuntha, even not of Dwarka, not of Mathura, even in Braja, not of Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya. He has come to give a very special thing. Rupa Goswami has explained what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us. So we are called Rupanuga. What is Rupanuga? If anyone denies that, don't tell Rupanuga. And Rupanuga, no? Then who is he? I think that he is, he has cheated himself. And cheating others, not giving anything. Only mixture of karma and jnana. Even not that. They are doing offense in the fits of our acharyas. Or any acharya has not have come to give bhakti, only vaidhi bhakti. They have all come to give Rupanuga. Didasya Srimati Radhika. Tabai vasmi najivami tvaya vina iti vigyaya radhe tangna. So, for beginner, we will give what is given in Bhakti Goswami Sindhu. For beginners. But that bhakti, Vaidhi bhakti is not Vaidhi bhakti told by Ramanuj, Madhva, Vishnu, Swami, Nimmadi. That Vaidhi bhakti in Bhakti Goswami Sindhu and Chaitanya Charitamrita, also they denote their aim and object to give entrance in Rasa bhakti. Raganuga bhakti, Rupanuga bhakti, not only for Vaidhi bhakti. Those who will read Chaitanya Charitamrita, those who will read Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, or any book of our Goswami, even of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, Even explanations by Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. You'll be definite to know that all are in the line of Rupa Anubhava. So that Vaidhi Bhakti is not like Bhakti Bhakti, like others, special. They are special qualities. So Gaur Gobind Maharaj was in that line. In his articles and his magazine, two magazines I saw, and I have conversation with him. So I know that he was a very bold person in the line of Swamiji. And he gave the same thought as Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami and all. What Swamiji has given in his books, he has given the same thing. And he had to come in, he has to be so many persons, all ISKCON leaders, they protested it, that you should not preach like this, but he never stopped. He was fearless and doing all these things. So, I told so many things. I told there one thing, that those who are telling that first our offenses or unearths should go away and then bhakti will come, they are telling against bhakti. All Shastra and Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Acharya and all others are telling that a person who is attached, detached or in any condition, sthane sthita tanvang manobhi satang prasangam vajya sambidau bhavant hrit karana rasayana kata ज्ञाने प्रयासम उद्भाष्यन्मन्त एव जीवन्ति सन्मुखरितां भवदीय वार्तां स्थाने स्थितात्मवाङ् मनोभि प्रायशो अजित जीतो अभित्रैलोक. Any person, he is householder, renounce order, not anything, out of caste and creed, they should be there. Like Ajamil was a very wretched person, Valmiki was like that, Jagai Madhai was that. But Nityananda Prabhu get Jagai Madhai in the same condition where he was. You know, Jagai Madhai, Ajamil, four attendants of Vishnu came and get in the same way, same stage where he was. So any wretched person, characterless person, covered with so many
unearths.
What happened? If he has a little Shraddha, he is qualified to enter in Bhakti. And he can chant name, he can have Bhakti, and by Bhakti, all unearths will go gradually. Without the help of Bhakti, if Bhakti is not coming, unearth will never go by any way. Anath will go only by chanting name, by hearing Harikatha, by good association. I know that Gaur Gobind Maharaj has so much emphasis on association, good and qualified association. I think this is the best way to give up all kinds of anaths. By that, bhakti will come, and in what proportion it will come? Anatsya are bound to go. Otherwise they will never go in lakhs and lakh births. All were clapping to hear all these things. But some were so sad. When my speech was stopped, then after that they called a meeting in the presidentship of Swarup Damodar Maharaj. And they asked Sachinandan and all others, has Narayan Maharaj told with Siddhant or out of Siddhant? He told boldly that he has, what he has told is each letter is okay. We certify, or Guru Maharaj used to tell like this in Shastra, or all acharyas had told like this. So if bhakti is not coming, we cannot, by our endeavor, we cannot give up all the nuts. Only if bhakti is coming, and then anartha are going. Otherwise not. So, Gaur Govind Maharaj was a bold person, and he was a fearless person in the line of Swamiji. I know that you are in his line. Don't be derailed from this thing. Preach his wordings in the line of our Gaur Govind Maharaj, in the line of Swami Maharaj, in the line of Rupanuga Vaishnava. If you are going to be Rupanuga, you will have to know who is Rup Goswami, what is his modes, what is his Siddhant, and then we can enter. I think that I have a problem, and that problem is that from some days, by cold, a problem of hearing has come. I could not hear you. If anyone can come and speak here, then I will listen. But gradually it is going on. So I think that in a day or two or three, it may be going. So I think that I should take Vishram now. In evening, there should be a class, and there we can tell more things. I have come to obey Swamiji. He told me that I have given some seeds here and there. So you should try to nourish. Our acharya in the discipling line of Rupa Goswami, up to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Gurudev and Swamiji, they gave me some water that he has planted some seeds here and there in England, here in America, all in all over countries of world. I came only to obey him with some water. Last year I came and gave some Harikatha to them. Now I am coming, I am seeing that the seeds are sprouted. Some leaves are also coming, very little. Now they are so green. And those who were green, they became more with leaves, green leaves. I think that again and again, by association, we must go up. I know that bhakti is like a river with current. If there is no current, there is no river. This river is dead river. So there must be some current. But if anyone is stopped, and what he was 20 years before, and now he is in the same stage, only distributing books, sometimes thinking that whether I should marry or not, I should return my home or not, or give up this line or not, they are not happy, then there is no current. There should be current. So we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness. How we can? By good association, by developed association. If there is no association like this, more advanced than myself, for each person, or ourselves, he has no realization something. He has not served Guru and Vaishnava. Then or bhakti cannot go up. So what I have gained from my good association of almost all the advanced devotees of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, like Pujyapad Siddhar Maharaj, like Pujyapad Shauti Maharaj, my Gurudev, Madhav Maharaj, Jajaur Maharaj, Van Maharaj, Siddhanti Maharaj,
Bharati Maharaj, Vaikhanas Maharaj,
all, Giri almost Maharaj, all, very powerful,
Swami all. Maharaj.
उनके सामने मैं
in front of them,
I'm a little boy, very little boy. Like dust, their feet dust, I'm not able to be their feet dust. How powerful they were. So I have served him them, and also I've served them their siddhams. So I want to give you all. Wherever I went in the world, in Australia, New Zealand, Australia,
Singapore, Indonesia,
Bali,
Malaysia,
and in other countries, all were so happy and inspired to hear this. And that is why in Bezer, in New Brajbhumi, in America, they are managing very big,
Mahotsav.
Harikatha Mahotsav. I think that about 1,000 devotees from all over the world may come there. Big camps and big lecture halls for preparation, Mahaprasadam, everything is going to be arranged there. So everywhere they are calling me, in South America also, Argentina, Mexico and all places,
Costa Rica.
Especially in South Africa, Africa,
Nigeria,
there also. So, but it depends on the mercy of Krishna and Guru Bhargava. So, I'm finishing my
speech.
Speaking, and we may give something in evening class. So, I'm begging
to excuse myself.
Excuse me that I am not hearing and actually replying or telling anything.
Raghunath Bhatta Prabhu is telling that you came this year also with water, that you have to come every year with water, otherwise everyone.
No, never.
But you have to come every year with this water.
Yes.
Krishna and Swamiji has sent me for this. Then Gaur Praman. I was thinking of you that.
Where has he gone?
And one person, where is Ram?
Ram Vijay.
Ram?
Ram Vijay.
Rays of Harmonist has been
published,
done, and the copy you will have
soon.
And
also book,
my English books, some
Bhakti Tattva Vivek.
Bhakti Tattva Vivek.
We brought here.
And my Gita in Hindi is completed, of Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Jaiva Dharma.
And now it is translated in English. Very soon it will come. Jaiva Dharma he is doing. And very soon first part will come. And thus I am seeing that Krishna is so merciful that we are going to devour so many books, publications also, which will be very helpful for you. And it will be for addition to Swamiji's books.